This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It is Toledo time. He's calling everybody out there trying to get you all loaded up for cars. Yeah, Toledo time is happening. So if your phone's ringing, it says a number you don't know. That could be Richard trying to find us a winner for Whiplash, which, by the way, Larry McFeely will have another shot in 1 hour, 1 minute. Pretty good.
Hi, got any kids today?
Yeah, that was pretty solid. He loaded one up of me for you the other day, by the way. I haven't played yet. This is one that he wanted to do.
Emmy nominees were announced yesterday. The Emmy-nees.
Those are always fun.
Wow. How long ago was that one?
That was last week. Yeah, I did the second part. Emmy nominees were announced yesterday. The Emmy-nees.
The last one you did on purpose. Up to that, you were in the snowball. Rolling. Brady, we're experts at this.
A beaver waddled into a dollar store in Charlotte Hall, Maryland. A beaver.
Okay, calm down. Brady,
it's hard to calm down with such exciting music in the background.
You're about to turn into John's favorite waiter.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, Peter. Peter's clearer than Brady.
Peter, the stuttering waiter.
I can understand
him. Peter admits he's a stutterer. I don't think what Brady does is stutters. I'm not sure what that is.
Trying to order from Peter.
I don't know what the diagnosis would be, but it's something different. Down syndrome. I'm not a doctor, but that's what I'm leaning on.
I am very strong.
Yeah, you do have retard strength. You know, I was talking about that at my gym yesterday with Jason and Drew. And I sent a picture over that was, I can't tell it because it's too dirty, but it's a meme. And they've never heard the term window licker before. So I had to explain to them why the girl would be licking all of what I put on the window off the window. And they're laughing about it and stuff like that. And Jason said, you know, I wonder if because they have all that extra strength, the mentally retarded girls have tougher kegels.
Seriously.
So we, as three men, had the real conversation. We're like, well, if they do have stronger muscle fibers, it would make sense that would be a kegeling thing.
It's a good workout. That's a good workout.
Vice it and break it off, which could be a superhero talent, which led us to talking about some sort of comic book hero who's mentally retarded that snaps you in two with her kegel muscles.
The Vice.
Yep. The Vice. Look out, guys.
It's Bethany, the Vice.
Hey, what's happening over there, criminals? The Vice.
Hold him down. Got it.
Megan told the joke the other day. We drove by the Phoenix Day School for the Deaf, and it's huge. And I'm like, I bet you that place is pretty expensive. And there was a black lady going in. And I said, I wonder what that lady's going to say when they tell her how much that place costs. And Megan goes, what? Like, that's the best Megan joke I've ever heard in my life. Every semester at the Phoenix Day School for the Deaf costs $5,000.
What? Say what?
Just because she was urban.
Say what?
And that would be a thing. Well, it is kind of a high price, so take a look at your features here.
What?
Thank you for coming to the Phoenix Day School for the Deaf. The best thing about offending them, they're not listening. The what's good, because at the deaf school, when they say what, you're not sure if they're surprised or actually trying to... What? Couldn't hear you. Of course you couldn't hear me. That's why you're here.
Are they all 100% deaf, though?
I don't know.
They got a little...
Is there an elitist, like, stacking? Is there, like, a class system of, like...
Tiers?
Yeah, I'm a full deaf, or I'm kind of a... Well, I'm a hardly hearing.
Partial.
I mean, I can hear a little.
Yeah, there's levels.
But are they
kind of works.
Now, which is considered the one percenter? Yeah, which is the one that's like, you're not even really deaf. Is that something that happens a lot in the halls? You think you don't go because you hear a little.
No, I think those are the posers.
Yeah.
Why don't you go visit and then you'll learn more about it?
Oh, all the moaning and hand gesturing. Not into it. It's like being at an Italian dinner. Too much hand talking.
my grandfather took me to the school of the deaf for a Christmas dinner when I was younger because he used to help out there. And
that sounds awful.
Yacked my brains out.
Oh, you were thrown up on the deaf?
Well, because not because of them.
From
I
laughing.
Don't think. I just remember, you know,
you're allergic to
at the
deaf.
End of pumpkin pie and something just wasn't sitting right.
Wait a minute.
They found their ways around the hallways a lot easier.
Time out, sons.
Yeah.
How in the world are you helping out if you're just eating the pumpkin pie with them?
Because he brought the dinner.
To all the deaf?
Yeah. No, it was the school for the blind. That's what it was.
This story's terrible.
Yeah. I got them mixed up.
What? What? You need to stop telling stories.
For the blind.
It doesn't matter anymore. Again, how are you helping either? It could be the school for anything sick. All you did was have dinner with
because
him, and that's helping.
Because it was probably one of his Lions Club deals where they volunteer.
But what is volunteering about dragging your kid to eat their food? Did you serve them?
No, we just went over there.
He showed up and ate their food and considered it helping.
He's over there. I guess they're thanking him or something.
This is a life lesson, Brady. You show up and the people who are handicapped just enjoy you being around them. That's helping.
We gonna eat?
Oh, we're gonna eat, boy.
Yeah, and they got away.
You can rob them blind.
The hallway's a lot easier because just follow the smell.
Look, the kid next to you can't see his pumpkin pie. You can have as much of it as you want. He doesn't even know it's missing.
That's weird.
That's what got to me a little.
That's
bit.
Not
I
helping.
Think I took the glasses off or something.
That's scoring a free meal.
But that's not helping.
That's
you guys
grifting.
Stole meals from a deaf or blind school that you don't know the difference.
He didn't cut him a check or anything?
Right. That what?
Oh, he probably did.
But you just went along for the free meal.
I'm a kid. Kids
okay.
eat free.
But kids, the blind eat free at the blind place. You were not eligible for any of it.
I felt bad. That's why I yacked it up all down the hallways.
Oh, man. And who cleaned it? They just pushed it around. They didn't know where
we
it was.
We left.
Yeah, right. They'll get it eventually by smell. Brady, why did you take me here? I can see just fine.
We're helping. Shut up and eat your pie.
This I think like that's going
that
to
was back
blind.
In the day when Kung Fu was on, and I'm like, you want Kung Fu?
So you talked. So Grandpa had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, you did you even show him a movie? Like, and say anything. Go to the old folks' home, and at least he plays a movie.
Did you play music for him? They're blind. I mean, Eric's being a little insensitive.
Yeah.
Throwing the movies up.
Oh, that's true.
Like, this movie's awesome,
you
isn't
guys want to
no,
watch a movie?
Merry Christmas.
No, he's at a blind thing. Remember, he changed it.
Oh, now it's blind.
I think we handed out Christmas presents.
So let me get this straight. You told your grandpa.
That Kung Fu guy's cool. You like that, boy? I can take you to a place where there's 100 Kung Fus inside. All watch-eyed, cataract-looking... motherfuckers.
No, that's what I saw.
That's how Pappled Chicks talks. A whole bunch of
blind. It was Pappled.
Pappled, whatever. A whole bunch of blind motherfuckers.
Brought
them
Christmas presents.
What were your presents?
Stuff you could touch and feel.
Did you
you're
bring them in? You didn't
now.
Do it. Then now you're making
no,
it.
That's where it was.
Why didn't you say that earlier?
Bull because Brady, you're a liar.
It's been so long.
You're a liar.
I just remember yakking all
you remembered
the
pumpkin pie and what they served. You did
pumpkin
not remember
pie got me.
When I asked, how did you help? I don't know. We just showed up. You didn't remember birthday presents or Christmas
gifts
presents.
Gifts for everybody. That's a lot of gifts. You would remember that. You'd
remember
have to
that.
Carry them all
you're
in.
You're a liar. Or your brain just switched over and goes, make it so Brady gave him gifts.
You know what?
Otherwise
maybe
he'll pass
it
out.
Maybe it wasn't the gifts. We just grifted them out of a meal.
That's how the story started. And after ridicule, you said, oh, we brought them all presents.
Well, they were deaf. They were deaf at first.
I asked you three times.
Yeah, the deaf. The
how
blind.
Did you help? And you said, we just showed up. Did you do any helping? How is that helping?
I don't know. We brought them all presents.
Bull crap. I call
know,
bull crap on the presents.
I ramps that day, and that's where he took me. He's like,
again,
hey, I know where we can get a free meal.
Yeah, I beg the question, how did that help
They
anybody?
Can't see us.
You and some HVAC guy eating all their pie. I bet you had to wear glasses, too. Dark
maybe that
sunglasses.
Was it. Maybe he provided the furnace.
Put these on, boy, and get in line.
This whole Jesus thing's a farce.
Why Lord. Do I tap the cane?
Just walk around and tap the cane. It's part of the program. Jesus wants it this way. Now just shut up and eat your pie.
This is fun, Papalette.
If anybody throws anything, let it hit you.
You've been grifting since day one.
Yeah. Don't bat anything away.
You probably steal money out of the collection plate.
Is that bad?
That's the worst story I've ever heard anybody say start with. My grandpa took me to a house for the deaf to help. And they weren't deaf. I didn't really care what they were. They had free food and we took it. You're a terrible person.
Couldn't help it.
terrible person.
Just if you go to the school of blind, for don't have the pumpkin pie. That's what.
Yeah, they poison it for the sighted. It's got a special ingredient, and if you can see, makes you sick. That's how they can tell you apart. You're a horrible human being. You need to go say 100 Hail Marys and do something else. That's awful. And again, I don't know how you can't see through the idea that your grandpa wasn't doing anything to help them. He was banging one of the blind teachers on the side, and he drug his dumb grandson with and fed you pumpkin pie because he knew it would keep you busy for the 18 minutes he needed to nail the teacher. And by the way, no witnesses.
He did disappear.
Except you, and you were face down in a pumpkin pie. You get 10 or 11 of those pieces, kid. I'll be back in 18 minutes.
Who's the king?
I'm going to f*** you blind, teacher. Are you all done, Brady?
I had like 14 pieces. My tummy hurts.
Let's get out of here. You've done enough. Wouldn't that be awesome if you found out that that was your grandpa's side squish? You were too dumb to notice past the pumpkin pie? That he was banging a woman.
Oh, that could be true. Somebody that worked there, maybe.
And he got turned on by people being in the room, but he didn't want them to see, so he...
It would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be pretty awesome. At this point, everybody's dead, so it would be no big deal.
He knows to take the oblivious one with him.
Yeah. Take the one that'll get blinded by pie, bang the tar out of the teacher in front of a bunch of people who can't see it.
Yes! This happened.
This is the
100%
the only reasonable explanation for why he'd drag your ass over to this thing and say you were helping. Terrible story. You're a grifter.
Used to take me around to a lot of events.
I bet everybody was blind.
Side accident, all of them.
I bet everyone there couldn't witness the event. You're going to see your grandpa doing some weird things in the center of the room because I get turned on when people are in the room and I'm banging something. But I don't want them to see it. Blindfolds are expensive. That's terrible, Brady. You're a horrible man.
Great times, Papaled.
That's right. No longer look up when you talk about Papaled, because he's deep in hell.
I kept it level.
Yeah, well, you're not even level, Brady. That's an insult to good people. Well, there you go. Larry McFeely's coming up next. I don't think he ever did anything that awful. I apologize to the blind and deaf communities who have never received help from a bogan in their lives. We're all done. McFeely's going to have another word for you to win Whiplash. That's coming up in just moments. Win that car. Damn it, it's 98 KUPD. We'll see you tomorrow. So- 98
KUPD. This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.